There are 13 letters that claim to be written by Paul, and scholars are pretty sure that 7 of them really were written by Paul, and so those are called the undisputed Pauline epistles. And the other 6, there are some debates about a few of them, but most scholars think Paul didn't write them. And in the early church, they had a lot more books that claimed to be written by Paul that were judged by the church fathers to be forgeries. But the problem was that one of the ways the church fathers made this kind of decision wasn't on the basis of some kind of careful linguistic analysis like modern scholars use. Often it was because church fathers didn't like the theology of a book. They thought that it stated views that they didn't agree with, and so they said, well, Paul obviously didn't write this because it has false views. But they judged what a false view was in light of what they themselves happened to believe.
Well, but in a way, I mean, what else did they have? I mean, right? I mean, if they were trying to do it, that may have been all that they had, was just, does this seem consistent with the Paul that we know? And their idea that Paul wouldn't have ever had a contradictory idea. I mean, I think it's the same criteria we're using now. We look at 1 Timothy, where Paul talks down the role of women, but in other places in the Bible, Paul talks up deaconesses and other people that were central to the evangelism of Jesus.
Well, that's right. That's how we know that these 6 letters that are disputed, that's how we know that Paul probably didn't write them, is because they do stand at odds with what Paul himself says somewhere else. And the church fathers were, of course, you're right. I mean, it was completely legitimate for them to use that kind of criterion. It's just that they didn't have the kinds of analytical tools that we have available to us today to make a definitive decision. And if they had a book that seemed to contradict their own points of view, then they concluded, well, an apostle could not have possibly written this.
And so I think that's really the key claim, that, again, just to point out what you're saying about forged, is that they are falsely attributed, as I was making the point to say, to somebody famous, and that even that itself has consequences. Or you look at the number of women who were prevented from church leadership over the millennia just because on the basis of 1 Timothy that wasn't really written by Paul, and that if Paul were alive today, he would see the line in there about how women should be silent in church, and he might have been absolutely aghast at that, but there was nothing he could do about it.
Well, that's right, because in Paul's own letter, 1 Corinthians, in chapter 11, he talks about, I mean, women do speak in church, and he approves of it. They can prophesy in church, and so it's okay. But it's more than okay. I mean, it was part of Paul's churches. But then somebody later writes a book claiming to be Paul, in which he silences women, and this is, we still live with this today. In the Catholic Church, of course, there can't be women priests. Well, it's largely because of this passage in 1 Timothy. Or in a lot of Protestant churches, women can't be pastors. Why not? Because of this passage in 1 Timothy. But it's a book that Paul didn't write.
And oddly enough, the person who wrote it very likely was a Gnostic Christian, not a mainstream Jewish Christian or even Gentile Christian of his day, but somebody who had kind of a radical view that sneaks that into the Bible.
Well, you know, when you claim to be somebody famous and you write your views and your views get accepted as that famous person, it completely changes how history remembers that person. And so that's why Paul goes down in history today for among people with a more kind of liberated point of view. Paul's looked upon as having these kind of misogynistic tendencies, and it's not really fair to Paul because he didn't have these tendencies. It's simply because somebody later, claiming to be Paul, wrote this book, and then it got included in the New Testament.